40-day health challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name is Jim O'Sullivan and I'm from Douglas Cork. So I recently retired as a secondary school principal. And my wife and I were discussing the years ahead. We're both retired now at this point. And we said, this is an ideal opportunity for us to focus on our health and to take good habits going on into our retirement.
So up until now, how has your health been?
So overall, very good. I suppose I did notice in the last few years that I'm becoming a bit more sedentary. I'm not moving as much as I was. I'm gone a bit more lazy. I'm inclined to put in a bit more couch time than I used to. So I do know that when I analyse my lifestyle at the moment, I do have to get up and get going. I need to exercise more. I need to focus a bit more on my diet. And Deirdre, my wife, is always saying to me, because she goes to yoga and Pilates and walks regularly, and she keeps telling me that exercise breeds energy. It gives you energy. And it's only in the last few weeks now, again, that when I started to move and I joined a gym and things like that, I do feel that I have more energy to do things.
In terms of your weight, weight's not a problem.
It doesn't look at it at first glance, but there's parts of it, all right, hidden here and there. I'm carrying about 14 stone. I'm just over 6 feet tall. I think ideally I'd probably do with maybe half a stone or maybe a stone less. But yeah, it creeps up on you. I have one little vice, and that's I drink a lot of tea in the run of the day. I could drink anything up to 12 or 15 cups of
tea. Here's your sister.
There you are. And it's very often then that you'll warm that up with maybe a Kit Kat or a little bit of chocolate to get it going. So they're little habits that I need to get rid of. The other thing, I suppose, is, you know, I have a fierce interest in golf and pitch and putt and exercise in general. But I am beginning to find that after a round of golf, the next day you're not fit for much, you know, the energy levels aren't great, and it shouldn't really be like that. You know, I should be able, even at my age, I should be able to go out for my round of golf and still have a good bit of energy for the next day. So I that's something that I'd like to build on during this health challenge. I'd like to be able to build up my energy and just generally feel better about myself, you know.
Yes. And tell me this much, do you have a family?
We have. We have two girls. So we started with Irish twins. There was only 13 months between the two girls. Emily's at 27 now and Grace at 26. And we have two lovely lads. Cullum, he's 21. And Sean, he's doing a Leaving Cert this year. He's 18.
Okay, so the stress levels in the house, I'm sure, at Leaving Cert. How do the kids, the grown-up kids, feel about you doing this 40-day health challenge?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it might be a gender thing. I'm not 100% sure, but the two girls are delighted. Emily and Grace are thrilled and all excited about it. Mm. The two boys are probably still a bit kind of self-conscious, and they're beginning to look at Mummy and Daddy now as, why are you drawing all this attention on us? And, you know, do we have to be in the videos, and do we have to be taking photographs, and do we have to do these challenges? But we're just trying to clear it with them that we won't embarrass them. We won't. No, we'll behave ourselves.
No. But you just want to elongate your life and have the best life now that you're retired.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we all fall into bad habits, you know, and it's a thing I don't want to become obsessed with, but I definitely want to focus on it for a while just to be sure to build proper routines and habits so that you can get up and go, and that you can take opportunities that come your way, and that you're not fudging them with little excuses to say, I'm not feeling up to it today, and I'm not this and I'm not that.
There's a bitter rain. We live in Ireland.
Yeah. It is very easy to find an excuse not to. But it's amazing the number of things I've reluctantly got involved in. And once I did, then at the end, you know, you'll be saying to yourself, geez, I should have done more of that. I should have been out and about a bit more. So that's something that I'd like to bring into my retirement. I prefer to be moving as opposed to, you know, sitting around watching television too much.
Are you a listener of Ireland's Classic Hits Radio?
It's on full time, and it's amazing. You know, I love listening to music from the 80s and the 90s. And I suppose I was searching for channels for a long time. And it was only that when I got involved in the Health Challenge that now I'm all the time tuned into Classic Hits FM. I love that music. Now, Cullum and Lucy are very good in the mornings, of course. I love listening to 80s music.
The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.